Australians have always been quick to take up new technology. Just look at how common fax machines are these days. In the last few years, however, they have been turning on to personal organisers. These are small handheld machines, not exactly computers, but close to them. Smaller than most filer faxes, they normally contain a diary, complete with appointment scheduler, an alarm, a calculator, an address and phone book or three, a notepad, and usually some other proprietary software. As you can see, anyone using one can quickly replace a fair bit of their normal desktop reference paper with a package you can fit in your pocket. Unlike hard copy paper documentation, the information in organisers is easily changed, lasts from year to year, and information can be retrieved with sophisticated search functions. For example, people no longer have to remember whether they entered a particular phone number under a business name, a personal name, or in some other form. One of the biggest manufacturers of organisers is Sharp Corporation. National Product Manager Jackie Begbie says it's their ease of use and portability which has led to their acceptance in Australia.
Our original market was businessmen, you know, traditionally 40 years and over, normally executives on very big salaries and things like that. However, with our range of new organisers, we now have got an organiser that sells for $99 and they start at $99 and go up to $999. So we've expanded our market tenfold. So basically a $99 organiser, we're finding that students and teenagers and things like that are using them. They use them instead of their diaries and stuff that they take to school. They use their organisers. And then there's the middle market, which are sales representatives and, you know, business people and things like that. There's a lot of tradespeople that have organisers, plumbers and electricians and carpenters, because it's an easy way for them to have all their data on hand all the time. And then, of course, we still have our business executives and computer people and things like that that sort of take the top end of organisers.
You're talking about the top end of organisers. The latest from the Sharp Group is the IQ 9000. It actually uses, apart from the keypad, a touch pen. Mm-hmm. What advantage does this give people using the organisers?
Well, you have the ability to write on the screen. So using the pen, you can actually write yourself notes on the screen. The idea of it is if you're in a meeting or you're on the phone with somebody and you need to take a quick note, but you don't have time to type it all in or whatever, then it works like a sticky note type thing. You can actually write yourself a note on the organiser and then later go back and transpose it into your actual documents in your telephone file or whatever. So if you gave me your fax number and I said, okay, well, I can just quickly write it down in my organiser, I don't need to have a pen or a paper on my desk.
It's a very sophisticated bit of equipment. When does the personal organiser cease being an organiser and become a palm-sized personal computer?
Well, organisers are different from palm-top style computers because they have the software built into them, and they're not difficult to use. You don't need any knowledge of running a computer or whatever to use an organiser. Everything is very self-explanatory. For example, if you're going to put in a telephone file or whatever, it prompts you and it says name, you enter the name, it asks you for a number, you enter the number. It's just like you're filling in a form that you would have in a paper address book. Whereas computers are based on operating systems and you need to know all the commands and stuff with the operating system to load the information in, and you need to be a lot more literate in what happens with computers and the way that you store your files and things like that. With organisers, you don't have that need because they're very simple and they're designed for people really that aren't computer literate. They're designed for people that just want to be able to store their information, and they work, as I said, just like you would use a pen and paper based system. But with the palm top computers, I mean, you outlay the money for the computer and then you need to go and buy all the software and everything to go with it. It doesn't come inbuilt with all the standard functions that come with an organiser. So I guess the main difference between an organiser and a computer is what you see is what you get with an organiser. You have all your functions, they're all built in, whereas a computer you have to go and add, you know, hundreds of dollars worth of software to get it to do exactly what you want it to do.
We've spoken about how sophisticated these personal organisers are becoming. As someone working in the industry, what direction do you think that they will take?
Well, the next generation of we've just gone into the generation of organiser, which is pen organisation, which we've released with our IQ 9000. But the next generation of organisers is going to be without keyboard. So our IQ 9000 has a pen option and also a keyboard option. And the next generation of organisers will not have a keyboard. You'll be able to write on the screen and it will transpose your text into characters. So you'll be able to write anything on the screen and say fax Ray, and it will automatically think for you and say, okay, well, that's Ray Allen at Alice Springs, and we'll tie up his fax number. It will automatically prepare a cover sheet, and the next time I hook into a telephone system, that will send that fax for me. So they're going to become smart tools, and to quote somebody, they call them FREDs, like friendly roaming electronic devices. The future is, in the next 10 or 20 years, the idea is that you'll have one of these FREDs to do almost everything for you, to unlock your door, to send your faxes, to send your notes. You'll be able to send messages to mum over a telephone line without actually having to pick up and dial and all of that sort of stuff. So that's the direction. The concept, I guess, is to put these things into people's hands and make electronic technology and sort of certainly electronic mail available to everybody, not just the people that have computers and modems and things like that that are right up there spending big dollars and stuff at the moment. So that's it's quite interesting, really, when you see the technology and you see what's going to happen with organisers, or, you know, personal digital assistants, they're actually being called. And there's a lot going to start to happen in the next year in that particular area.
Jackie, some of these concepts seem almost science fiction, and yet obviously people like your corporation are working on these concepts right now. Are you excited about the direction that this is taking?
Sure I am. I think it'd be great to be able to sit there and write a fax to somebody and have, you know, just write fax Ray and have your organiser do everything else for you, send it, prepare a cover sheet. All you have to do is tell it what you want to say, and that's it. It does the rest for you. If you think about time efficiency and things like that, it's going to save people so much time and so much money, because you don't have to actually sit there on the telephone, dial it all up yourself and things like that. That's one thing that I'm really excited about, the fax aspect and the electronic mail aspect of doing all these things. Obviously, when we get these sort of products and you start to use them, you start to find a whole lot more applications and things to use them for. But I can't wait.